Welcome to Small Biz Tips with My Connections with your host, Jules Bear Abraham, where he invites successful six-figure or seven-figure entrepreneurs on the show to share their journey, their failure, their lessons and tips that can help and inspire up-and-coming entrepreneurs.
Everyone, this is Jules Bear Abraham. This episode is brought to you by the LinkedIn Accelerator, the only online course that covers LinkedIn Sales Navigator and LinkedIn Advertising. Once you go to this course, you'll know the in and out of Sales Navigator and ads and be able to generate leads on demand. Never have to worry about leads ever again. So if you're interested in this online course, please reach out to us at www.linkedinaccelerator.com. Hello everyone, welcome to Small Biz Tips. I am here today with a master. I met this young lady when I went to Miami in this incredible mastermind. She has background, she went to Harvard. She's a beast, y'all. And I can't wait for her to share some of these gems with you. Ellie, what's going on, girl?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking time. I know you're super busy. Thank you for coming down. Thank you for doing this. Really appreciate you. So tell us a little bit more about you, right? Because I think Ellie is a really cool name and also your company.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I appreciate you for an introduction and thank you again for having me. So my name is Ellie Tahiri. You can call me, I go by Ellie T. And yes, so as Jules was saying, as far as my background goes, I did go attend business, Harvard Business School, and I have corporate leverage that is giving me the capability to help entrepreneurs to scale their small businesses to the next level. So currently, like small businesses, you would say they're either LLCs, like self-employed, or like if they want to go to a Fortune 500 or a corporation or a holding, then I help them do that with my company. It's called the Excel Boost.
Tell us more about that, because there's a lot of small business owners that listen to our show and a lot of them looking to scale, right? So you've helped companies scale before. What have you seen are like the two or three key levers that they should be focusing on if they really want to scale their business to the next level?
Yeah, definitely. So you have to definitely first have a skilled mindset before you can have a skilled business. You have to like have it all detail oriented, written on paper. Make sure you know what your numbers look like. Make sure you know that you're basically properly planned for the next, not only month, but for the next 6 months. I've seen that in the past working with businesses. Yeah. Quarterly is a great way to go back and audit your business just to see how the numbers are, because you can be making money, but are you keeping your money?
Ooh, say that again. You can be making money. Are you keeping your money?
Yes. Or are you keeping your money? Some of the things to answer your questions, I've seen that works really great just to always, you know, whether it's you're bringing a new hire on board or whether it's you just going in and meeting with another vendors, trying to get partnerships, always you need to have information on your assets, what you have in your existing business, also your execution plan, which involves basically what your business has and what is building. So what are you working towards? Okay. Are you wanting to stay as big as you are? Are you wanting to like start multiplying, whether it's channels, whether it's physical, you know, brick and mortars? So you always want to know what your assets are, your execution plan, and you need to have strategy. Strategy is like, what do they say? Cash is king. Cash is not king. Because again, you can be making the money, but are you keeping it, right?
Yeah.
That's where it like crosses out that cash is king. No. Strategy is king, because you could be so much more ahead of your competitor if you have a strategy.
Ooh. So wait a second. We got to go back here. You said so much, right? You're talking about cash is not king. So is cash queen and strategy is king?
I think cash flow is obviously one of the top five things you want in your business, right? Mm-hmm. There is no business if the cash flow doesn't exist. But it shouldn't be something that basically your asset your cash flow as an asset should be working for you. So it shouldn't be just sitting in an account where, like, you know, you're going back and checking it. That money and that's going into your business account, it should, you should be having a strategy already that's helping you multiply that income.
Gotcha. So when a client hires you, do you start with strategy first? Do you start with mindset first? Because you mentioned mindset in the beginning, and I think that's huge because a lot of us don't think about that. But that impact everything that we do, right? Because sometimes we have the fear, we have anxiety, we have imposter syndrome. So all that comes in from mindset. So to tell us more about that, do you start with mindset? Do you start with strategy? How does someone, when they work with you, you know, where do you normally start?
So when working with just anyone, as you said, mindset, it's mindset over a skill set, right? So mindset, you always have to for sure have that on top. But then also we go in and we sign either like NDAs to just, you know, like it's an honor that you're choosing me to like come work with you. And then due diligence is to protect your information. So then usually when I start working with companies or CEOs, I will sign an NDA. So all the information they're giving me is definitely, you know, like confidential. Then I go in and then I sit in with their, whether it's just, it could be just themselves at the moment. They could be that one person who's doing it all, right? So we go in and assess what is it you're doing? How do you have your business categorized, like your goals, assets, metrics, strategy, and the systems, right? Because usually you want to text people, you want to communicate with your customers, you want to send them emails, you want to send them promotions, but then that's a lot, right? And then how are you doing all of that on an automation? Because the sooner we get you to an automation level, the fastest you can use that time to have flexibility to do more with your time to build a company.
Now let's talk about automation, because you mentioned something here, right? Because everybody keep hearing the term automation. There's some small business owners that still don't understand what that means. When you said automation, is it only by robots or is it by other team members, right? Because sometimes people hear automation, they think, oh my God, it's just going to be a bunch of robots taking over my business. So.
And can we, like, this is a safe place. Can we be honest here? I'll raise my hand. I was one of those people that I thought automation means like automatically talking not to a person. I'm not talking to a person. So I'm not like interacting with a person. Automation, basically what that we can simplify it down to, it would be just having systems in place. That system can be a virtual assistant. That system can be a monthly subscription that you have active. And that system could be a referral. That system can be your manufacturer, right? So whether it is you're doing digital products or somebody doing physical products. So do you have to go back, keep like continuing to go back and forth with your manufacturer, telling them how much quantities you need? So that's like spending time, right? But then if you like sit down and basically have a contract with them set and you start planning in a month in advance. So then like if it is, you know, they're sending you quantity on a monthly basis, hey, manufacturer, guess what? Black Friday is coming and I'm like, you know, expecting more demand. So then let's like bump up my quantity. So then that's an automation that you don't even have to be worried about, because coming November, you're like, oh, I know Jubert. So last month, my manufacturer got the point that now this month I have to get more quantity. So it's not necessarily just speaking with a, you know, robot. It's just having those, I say, organizational skills in place. That's what I would honestly transcribe it to, that it is just staying organized.
I love that you share exactly what automation is, because a lot of people throw that term around and don't really break it down for small business owners. And if you're a small business owners, you've always been doing everything manually, and now you're trying to get into the digital world and you're trying to figure out, what is this automation thing? And I'm glad you mentioned that. It's really having systems in place to help grow your business. And that could be
digital system. I hope that helped. Was it a little clear?
Yeah. I think it was. You know, it was either a digital system or really having system with your partners that you work with, so they know what to expect from you, which make your job easier because you don't have to do the same thing over and over again. You know, so I think that's huge. We stick me to my next question, right? You're building this business. What has been some of your challenges as a business owner?
My challenges has, and you know, I believe you should never be comfortable with where you are. So there should always be room for growth. And if 100% something, it's not settling in, then that's a challenge. Then you need to go back and revisit that area. And for me, it's always making sure that I understand I'm on the same page as the client, because for example, an automation that you can have in place is communication through email. Well, guess what? Not everybody reads the same way. You know, so like your one sentence can be picked up in 10 different ways.
Yeah.
So some of the things you want to be careful with what you're automating, right? Because like you don't want to have your business account on automation with that, where all these approvals go through while like, oh goodness, I just received 5 same orders in once, you know? So that's definitely, I think, a challenge always. And I think how I work around it is making sure before, from that introduction phase, we proceed forward. So I call it kickoff, that we do an internal kickoff after our assessment. That, okay, so we sat down with the business owner. This is their basically expectation. And by the way, you guys, another name for automation, like if that word is just too daunting.
Techie.
It could be just like standard procedures in place. That's it.
SOPs.
Exactly.
SOPs. Yes. I love it.
So that's another way just to simplify, you know, automation. But you always want to make sure before you go forward with whether it's a purchase, whether it's customer service. And I think we should give them some tips to how they can consolidate these tasks, because the you know, we were saying earlier, you have all these subscriptions and all these things that you still want to do. You don't want to eliminate, but what's the opposite of eliminating? Consolidating. You want to put them in like platforms or like a virtual assistant where they're delegated to a certain category and they handle those tasks. So when I go in, one of the most favorite part of my job is being able to get to know everyone's strength and weakness. And then I don't like that word, like weakness. It just means, you know, like something that this is not for you.
Because
your talent is in another area. It doesn't mean you don't have talents. It just means your talents is in another area. Yeah. So I always help these companies to delegate the jobs properly to the assigned categories of their business, you know, going back to the metrics, strategy, execution, and systems to provide the whole value if you're trying to scale in the marketplace. So delegation is huge.
So let's dig deeper in delegation, because a lot of owners in the challenge, and I've experienced that in the past, is trusting your baby with someone else, right? Like, it's like, I got to delegate this task that I've been doing for years to someone else. For example, I used to write all of our emails, all our marketing emails. It took me days and Sundays and Saturdays. Now I have a marketing copywriter and staff that handles all that. But it was hard to kind of hand over the key to that person, because now they've become my voice and the voice of AGM. Right? How do you help people deal with that, you know, in their mind? Like, oh my God, can I trust this person to do their job?
You know, what's the first question I ask them? I say, so those emails that you have been sending, obviously you have a record of it. My first question is, did it work? Did you see results from those emails that you put so much sweat and time to? And they're like, yes. My second response is, we do not stop what's already working. So where do we go from there? Because yes, you want your employees. Here's the thing. If you take care of your employees, your business is taken care of, because without your employees, there's no business. Let's highlight collaboration and get rid of competition. Your employees need to know that you work with them. They don't work for you. Even though they're employed by the business, they need to know that you are there at all times. You have their, you know, like they have your undivided attention. So then something that you've already been doing and it's working well, then all you got to do is put those emails, you know, all the responses and the templates that were working so great. Now we're going to put that in an automation category, where now, whether it's a virtual assistant or a new person coming in, this is where they go to access, you know, your templates to communicate with a borrower or lender. So we don't get rid of what's already working.
I love it. I love it. Wow, Ellie, so many big gems today. Thank you. Thank you. What would you say, right, is that what would you say that you value the most about what you do?
I value, honestly, integrity, because everybody wants honesty until you're honest with them. Then they're this is my baby. This is my business.
Oh, my God. You know? I love it.
So what I try, that's why in the introduction, we do the mindset and the assessment, because I want you to know that it's like, you and I have to be on the same page, like my entire, and just to kind of get into, just so it makes sense for everyone hearing this. So I didn't have to leave my comfortable job at corporate while being super flexible, being able to work from anywhere remote, making like 130K a year. I was pretty flexible and happy, right? But I wanted more. This is why. I wanted to be the person where I can help others in the marketplace, where today is so hard to scale, is so hard going against these brands, competitors. I wanted to help them, because I see the corporate leverage. I've seen the how these businesses that I've been helping are in business, you know, the last 100 years. They want to be in business for the next 100 years. And guess what? Can we just state this so everyone knows that you have to invest in consultants?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you just 100%. Get that out of the way?
Because absolutely.
If Adidas, Citibank, Forbes, some of the, you know, companies I've like worked with, and I'm telling you, if they are willing to pay, they're not willing, they would do it left and right, because they want to stay in business in the marketplace, right? That's so if they're paying $400,000 up to $600,000 for few weeks for someone to go in and assess their strategies, then I can tell you that you should not be questioning if you should invest in mentorship.
Wow. So you got to give us one last gem for us to wrap things up, right? What is one tip that you would like to share with any business owners that can help them through the journey? You already tell us mentorship and investing consultant. What else?
I would say be creative. You may think that what's in your head just sounds like, why? Like, why that? And so many great ideas come to your head and they will fly away if you don't write them down and take action. So another, just to piggyback that, is you can be given all the information, and in whether it's masterminds, mentorship, but if you're not willing to do anything with it, you will not scale.
Yes. Take action.
Your business will double if you're trying to invest in yourself. And if you don't have a business idea, I promise you, you have a talent. And if you already are making money, then you want to double your income. Now go teach someone else how to do it.
Woo, I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for so many good gems, Ellie. This was amazing. How do people get in touch with you? If they want to work with you, what should they do?
So my Instagram, it's just Ellie Tahiri. My last name is T-A-H-E-R-I, Ellie Tahiri. And then excelboost.com is also where my business is for the consulting.
Awesome. We'll add the link to the business site and the link to our Instagram in the show notes. Thank you again, Ellie, for an amazing, amazing session today with some value bomb. We are in and out. Everyone, this is Joubert Abraham. This episode is brought to you by the LinkedIn Accelerator, the only online course that covers LinkedIn Sales Navigator and LinkedIn Advertising. Once you go to this course, you'll know the in and out of Sales Navigator and ads and be able to generate leads on demand. Never have to worry about leads ever again. So if you're interested in this online course, please reach out to us at www.linkedinaccelerator.com.
Thanks for listening to Small Biz Tips. For more, subscribe to our YouTube channel and connect on LinkedIn and Instagram at Jeff Abe Online. And check out our website at www.abrahamglobal.com.